And to album reviews now. On Friday night's Arena this week, two major British artists released second albums. Stormzy, very much man of the moment, gives us Heavy Is the Head, while former One Direction superstar Harry Styles continues his solo career with an album called Fine Line. Alongside those two, we have Georgia Mack, lead singer of the Australian feminist punk band Camp Cope, and she's giving us her debut solo album, which is called Pleaser. Nadine O'Regan, Brian Boyd have been listening, and we'll start with Stormzy. I suppose the Glastonbury headlining event was one of the big moments in his year, but obviously this album kind of comes on the back of that and gives us an idea of where he has gone post that event. We'll start with the track. It is Stormzy, explicit right throughout, strong language, so be ready for that. This is Vossi Bop.
Murky, my brothers don't die, we just Vossi Bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just Vossi Bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seeds and made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a chick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce, don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive.
Word.
Now, may I ask if you can find it in your spirit?
Yeah.
To leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business.
Huh?
Looking in the mirror, saying Mikey, you're the illest.
Yeah.
Man, I'm James Bond, trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look. My brothers don't die, we just Vossi Bop.
Hey.
I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. Hey. My brothers don't die, we just Vossi Bop.
Hey.
I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. Hey. My brothers don't die, we just Vossi Bop. So much Vossi, I might open up a Vossi shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me racking up my brain.
Hey, hey.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name.
Hey, hey.
I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain. Cause the rules are kinda different when you're badding up the game. Straight.
Badding up the game, bad it up again.
Vossi Bop, one of the tracks there from Stormzy's new album, Heavy Is the Head. Nadine O'Regan and Brian Boyd, as I said, are album reviewers on this Friday evening. Well, we know how he feels about Boris and the election, and that was well before the results.
Yeah.
Very clear, Nadine.
He endorsed Jeremy Corbyn actually in 2016. So, yeah, I mean, this song, listening to it today, felt so appropriate in the context of the election and the feelings of a lot of people around the country. But
apart from those who voted for a large majority for the Conservative Party in Britain.
It was very interesting because I watched back the Glastonbury performance that Stormzy did and did such an incredible job on. And when he performed that particular track and sang those lyrics, he actually stopped the gig dead and then sang them again. And the crowd was so with him. And I was looking at the footage today thinking, all those people at Glastonbury, so many thousands and thousands of people arrayed across that massive space, all of them seemingly with the same sentiment. And then, of course, you discover that that's actually...
Or maybe
not
it tells us something about the demographic that goes to Glastonbury. Could also be that. In fact, that Glastonbury gig, Brian, is kind of, it was a huge moment in terms of Stormzy. At one point he talks about, he had the famous stab vest, the Manxy stab vest on him. And there's one of the songs, I think it's quite early on, where he talks about when Banksy put the vest on me, it felt like God was testing me.
The strangest thing about the Glastonbury performance was it was quite controversial. Normally, like a Glastonbury headliner, and this goes out live on the BBC Two, they're usually a band like the Rolling Stones or the Cure who have like 25 albums to draw on. He had one album out.
Yeah.
One album.
25 years old.
26 years of old. Yeah. And just on that sort of thing about Corbyn and stuff, he actually pulled back a bit from Jeremy Corbyn, the support. And this is where it gets interesting, because we're talking about Stormzy, and this really runs through the album, in that he's impacted on the culture the same way that Blur and Oasis did in the early days of Britpop, in that they transcended music, yeah, and were talked about, they're totemic figures, they represent a New England.
Yeah, and Stormzy has been quoted in interviews with politicians. Stormzy says, and then the politicians ask
to answer. And the whole row about Corbyn, did he or didn't he, yeah, what's Stormzy's thing on Brexit. The interesting thing about how Stormzy does it on this album is that on one of the songs in particular, he rails against the fact that he's always seen as being, you are the voice of young black Britain. And he's going, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm a 26-year-old from Croydon trying to live a normal life with the expectations that are on me, with the stress I'm feeling because everyone wants me to be there, say this, say that. Mm. So the album it goes through these two things, yeah, where on the one hand, he's very much full of swagger and, yeah, and very much almost like macho-like type lyrics, and the other, it's a very sensitive, leave me alone.
Yeah. Compare it to Kanye, who a few albums ago was saying, I am a god, and Stormzy says in his lyrics, they're saying, I'm the voice of the young black youth, which is such a different kind of interpretation. And then he just says, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Which, of course, is a quote from Henry IV, I think, of Shakespeare, yeah.
And it's just so interesting, even when you see the album artwork, to get this idea that the crown is the thing that pinches him rather than that elevates him.
Yeah, and there's another track where he refers specifically to NME, I think it was a front cover, and he says, I'm not the poster boy for mental health either, so don't do that to me, please.
Yeah.
But interesting, given that what we're saying about the social commentary that's here within the album, you have said of this, Nadine, that it's more commercial.
And
do you mean that in a good
commercial
way or a bad way? Can it be commercial and make social points as well?
I think it can. I think it's a really ambitious album. I think it's complex. I think it's layered. Lyrically, it's incredibly interesting. And bear in mind, it was released just today and they did not make advance copies available to us as they usually would. So that is a kind of a tricky one, because when record companies don't do that, unfortunately, it tends to mean that reviewers are more praising of an album because they've had less time to listen to it. So they don't want to, be at fault.
Be the one to say there's a problem
necessarily
here.
Yeah. And it was an odd move on their part, because to my mind, this is a complex, ambitious album, and he has nothing to fear in terms of success for it. I think it'll be very successful. What is interesting is that the likes of Ed Sheeran do pop up on different tracks, and the layering in itself moves away from the grime sort of genre that he was most associated with coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, listening to his early stuff, I used to find him pretty abrasive at times.
This is more gentle than that. So, and I think it touches on something that, Brian, you said there about this mix between a very personal album and also the social commentary. Maybe if we listen to a track called Big Michael, which is, he's referring to himself obviously, as Big Michael. And again, it's Stormzy, so it's going to be explicit and there's going to be tough language.
Big Michael. Said I went mainstream, suck your mum. Not top two, top one. Man must have thought I was dumb. What the fuck have you lot done?
All my days.
Shellings. I made juice like Jamie Lemons. You little fuckboys do my head in. Henry the VIII, behead him. Can't tell where I'm heading.
No.
Could be Glasgow, could be Reading. I was on the field like bedding. Dead him. Big Mac, I'm handling my weight. Big Mac, I'm standing with the grace. 1 week is blinded by your grace. Next week is bang you in your face. Oh God, they love to wind me up. But one by one, I line them up. Oh, you think you're back and try your luck. Big Mac, who's back, your time is up. Alright, check this.
Man can't tell me about stretching fibers. I was on my pushback, flexing drivers. Man wanna distance, flexing private. Them man are cool, but the rest don't like us.
I'm not scared of lions, bears, lion prayers, them threats won't find us. Man's not scared of clips and spiders. Think man's scared of sex and ciphers. What?
What you talking about? I'm skilled. What you talking about? I'm real. Put a fork in your mouth, I'm chill. Big Mac bought a house on the hill. No, I'm never in a trap and I'm never with a strap and your nigga ain't out on the field. They say I'm on this and they say I'm on that. What you talking about? I build from the ground up. Put your arms down, put your crown up. Come a long way from playing pound up. You're either motivated or wound up. And the kettle costs 30 buff. That's why they're giving me dirty looks. I don't do it for the gram, but I do it for my fam and I do it for the murky books. Cause we're still taking up space. I told my niggas rise up. Guess we're just a bunch of young kings. We made our city light up. I turned my city right up. Big Mac's back, your time's up. Big Mac's back, your time's up. Big Mac's back, your time's up. Easy.
There you go, Big Michael from Stormzy. And that's actually the opening track on the album. Musically, Brian Boyd, what is he doing there? What stall is he setting out? We've spoken about the social aspect, the social commentary aspect, but musically, what does he set out in that opening track?
That particular track, it's all bravado and it's all here I am, here's what I do, I'm the best. And it's all like, you know, in rap, you get a lot of... And, but grime being a subgenre of rap, you get a lot of, he criticises his detractors in quite sort of expletive written language, as we heard there. Big Michael, that track is not actually representative. It's one, well, what this album does, it shows all different sides to him. When you play on the album, there's a very sweet, soulful, melancholic song about breaking up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's the way he varies his voice. An old girlfriend,
isn't it? Lessons is the song. Yeah, the lessons that he's learned. Yeah.
Exactly. A beautiful song. And it's the way he wraps his voice around the words and he modulates the pitch and the tempo. That's his great skill. And we were talking about him being a pop artist. He knows melody. Mm-hmm. And on Big Michael there, you could hear those pauses in the music that stop, start, almost like a staccato effect. He's sonically, he's on top of things. That's not all production. That's that voice. Knowing exactly when to stop, when to start, when to go through the gears, when he stops
there, it's very brave. Yeah. And in a concert situation, and you're watching, it'll be great when you're on radio and you're listening, you're going, has the record stopped? That's the whole point.
A lot of people said about the Glastonbury performance, it was a dramatic performance.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a white boy indie band playing guitars and going la, la, la. The whole thing about the Stab Fest and the visuals and the speech by David Lammy, a Labour MP, about injustice towards black people, it was almost like an artistic installation piece.
He came to conquer. I mean, that was obvious. He came to Glastonbury to leave a lasting impression, and he did that. I mean, the fact that dads in England were talking about Stormzy as well as their kids was really the, I suppose, the dominant impression.
Michael Gove was talking about him during the election, the Conservative.
Suddenly
minister,
he became a household name.
Fashionable to do so,
I would guess. I mean, you do think about when Noel Gallagher was heading off to number 10 to meet Tony Blair. Yeah. You know, it's that kind of impression.
So I know you've already put in a slight caveat of we only got the album today, so you're a little bit worried about.
Well, I suppose I feel like, you know, with other albums that are more skeletal or are operating off from a more minimalist template, it's a lot easier to get a quick read on it because Stormzy, essentially, if you were to write down all his lines and his lyrics, you'd be there, you know, all day thinking about the layers even within them, about what he's trying to say, about fame, about where he's coming from and about the pressure that he feels. And that impression does come through the album and I really want to keep listening to it because I think more layers will unfold. It's a bit like Beyonce, actually. When she releases something, there's layer upon
layer. Time.
But having said that, it is a really enjoyably well-produced album. He's achieving a lot on a lot of different levels. He has branched out from grime. And yeah, I thought it was a really strong offering. I'm going to go with 4.
4. And what are you saying, Brian?
4.
4 as well. Right. That's Stormzy, Heavy is the Head, first of our albums this evening. Moving on. Yes, another second album. Very different style of music, it has to be said, in the case of Harry Styles. Let's listen to, I think you like this one, Canyon Moon in particular, Brian.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen to that and we talk after.
Gotta see it to believe it. Sky never looked so blue. So hard to leave it. That's what I always do. So I keep thinking back to a time under the canyon moon. The world's happy waiting. Doors yellow, broken blue. I heard Jenny saying, go get the kids from school. And I keep thinking back to a time under the canyon moon. I'll be gone. And I'll be home. Carry the feeling through Paris, all through Rome. And I'm still thinking back to the time under the canyon.
There we go, Canyon Moon. Simon and Garfunkel, it would seem, are alive and well in that particular offering from Harry Says. But before we get stuck into the album, maybe give us a little... What did he achieve with solo album number one, coming from One Direction, a teen that had huge fame foisted upon him, let's be honest, at that age, handled that and then said, right, I'm going. And he was, you know, this is the talented one, they said, from the boy band, one of the talented ones from One Direction.
One Direction were a commercial juggernaut, an awful boy band, like really, really bad, no originality, they were just
derivative. I'm not sure they were for you.
They weren't meant for me, no, but I think in terms of, there have been good boy bands, One Direction were not a good boy band. Harry Styles emerged with his debut solo album 2 years ago, and it was a revelation. The first single, Sign of the Times, went
Sign of the Times was great, and it was a
world.
Rolling Stone single of the year, actually, which was really interesting, and Rolling Stone have gotten firmly behind this new album. But I would slightly disagree with you that One Direction were quite as bad as you think
well,
they were.
Let's keep it on Harry Styles.
If you want to name a good boy band, so, you know, come on out now.
Let's not get lost in boy bands. The point about Harry Styles, the first album, was that this was someone, a lot of boy band members who go solo try and get serious in inverted commas and bring out loud electric guitars and go, oh, I'm really a rocker at heart. But what distinguished Harry Styles and the reason why everyone was so anticipating this album was on that first solo album 2 years ago, it was a form of 70s rock. It was like Laurel Canyon folk rock. It was early Fleetwood Mac, and everyone was going, oh my God.
And his trousers. Have you seen his trousers?
I did see it. Now, I wanted to ask you about Harry Styles, the talented one, who also happens to be referred to quite often, and maybe not out loud, as the quite good-looking one and the very stylish one.
I disagree with both of you in terms of where you're coming from in this.
Harry Styles was not the only talented one
or the only good-looking one. Zayn Malik has every bit as much talent as Harry Styles, but is just an awful lot more introverted as a performer. And actually, commercially, he was poised and actually has already done incredibly well. He was technically the first person from One Direction to really break out. Harry Styles, though, has immense charisma. And when you see him, he performed in Graham Norton recently. And just the confidence, the kind of verve, the capacity to wear the most enormous pantaloons that I have seen on a young man in many a long day, referencing clearly one of his icons, David Bowie, and doing the likes of getting up on stage with members of Fleetwood Mac in the past and openly talking about how much he loves soft rock from a particular 1970s era. He is being himself, and I absolutely love that about him. But at the same time, I have to say, this album, the second album, I think Harry thinks he's being quite bold with it because he's going in a certain direction. But for me, I think he's already been a little bit scarred by virtue of having had the Twitter experience, the kind of massive experience of being in a band like One Direction, where he's probably had the amount of abuse levelled at him that other people could only imagine. I mean, there's a song on this record called, I think it's called Treat People With Kindness. And you know what, that is a good message for life, but it's not necessarily the stuff of a great tune. And I feel like Harry thinks he's being more adventurous than he actually is on this record. That's not to say it's not finely produced, but it's safer than I would have liked.
Right, and I think... Brian, I don't put words in your mouth, but has he kind of won you over a little bit with this album? No. I'm not going to get a chance to put any words in your mouth.
I will give him credit for having a very interesting record collection. The song you played just coming into this,
Phil in Dublin reacted to by saying, Jesus, Crosby, Stiles and Nash.
Our Simon and Garfunkel.
And Styles that, in capital letters. Crosby, Styles and Nash. Good
pod. There's other things here where I've heard early Fleetwood Mac. I've heard bits of Joni Mitchell. The comparison to Bowie, oh my God, no.
Sign of the Times, come on. No. You know that sounds like Bowie.
No, Prince.
It don't, no.
So, I think you got it right, Nadine, when you said it's safe it's not adventurous. It's pleasant. All the tracks are pleasant. There's only two musically interesting tracks. It was far too derivative for me. The first album took us all by surprise because it had that lovely AOR California radio rock thing. This is like a gluten-free Coldplay.
Mm. Wow. You've compared it to a vegan burger at one point.
It's vegan burger in that it looks like the real thing. And afterwards you go, that wasn't what I wanted.
And just to say,
just to be clear, when I said Sign of the Times, I'm referring to the Harry Styles song, not the Prince album.
I was being postmodern.
Let's listen to another song. Because there's a great video that goes with this. Huge, it's about 7 minutes long. It's a short film, really.
Yeah.
Adore You, isn't it? It's the one
with
the video.
Yeah, this is the one that I think is the best song of the album.
So he's this guy with a really happy smile in this little fishing village. And then nobody likes him because they're all grumpy. And then he finds a fish who smiles and gets a smile back for him. Go and look it up online and watch the video. But you will need 7 minutes. It's longer than the song. So here's the song that comes in the middle of the video. Adore You is the title. And I said, you were listening, and Nadine O'Regan, you said, it's already gone straight on to your Spotify.
Dancing away, I have no shame about it. If it's a good song, it's a good song. Lovely full set of backing vocals. Mm. Hear that little Nile Rodgers-alike kind of little guitar riff coming in there. He's playing every angle, beautifully produced. I mean, there's so much sheen and polish coming off that production. You wouldn't say no to that track. It's great.
Yeah.
You could put any vocalist onto that track. It's generic and pre-packed.
Nonsense.
And the lyrics. This was supposed to be his.
Well, but that's like interesting, because does he have the vocal chops across?
No.
Yes.
He doesn't. And the lyrics.
Is that a difference of opinion, I hear?
The lyrics are beyond banal. I saw something today which reminded me of you and I was sad. The theme here is that it's a breakup album. It's supposed to be his Blood in the Tracks.
It's not a breakup album. He has a couple of songs where he's a bit upset because he broke up with a model called Camilla Rowe, and actually she features on the album. There's a voice recording.
It's handy that she's French, because it doesn't matter what she's saying, it just sounds beautiful.
Oh, it's all translated. She says, "Je suis désolé," and it's all, everyone's on Twitter and Instagram going, "Who is this woman?" And anyway, she got with another.
I think most people would probably work out just Desolée.
Harry wants us to know that he's a very bold boy because he ingested magic mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, but hold on a minute. Now, you've been harsh.
He was interviewed and he answered honestly.
Yeah, and you've been harsh on the, you know, I'm feeling a bit sad and therefore I'm feeling a bit sad. He says at one point along here, which is quite brave, I would have thought, "What if I'm someone I don't want around?" He's talking about, you know, I broke up with this woman, and maybe I don't like me.
I don't want his album around.
It's on a track called Falling, which I thought Yeah. He gave a beautiful vocal performance on.
Is that
Lighter
in the Air ballad, which is like could have been written by a machine?
Do you know
probably
what?
Was.
Do you know what? It's elevated by his presence. I think he genuinely has a beautiful voice. And look, maybe I have a slight difference of opinion from you because I'm taking in the whole package. But
big admission, Nadine. And I admire you for that.
Checking the songwriting credits. I mean, there's a small army
Styles,
on each song.
No, that's not true. Styles is the first songwriter on every single song. There's generally about three songwriters per track.
All right.
He is the number one songwriter, which indicates that he has the majority credit.
How many stars are you going to give to this, Brian? It's nearly Christmas now, can I remind you?
Two.
Bah humbug. Two? Is that because it's nearly Christmas?
No, Sean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's pleasant. Yeah. It's very, very pleasant. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There's no imagination.
I think you're getting more than that from it.
I'm giving
Nadine.
It a three because I think he can do much better, but I also think he is 25 years old and he's doing well.
I've
had two albums out. I think we'll see more from him.
Let us move on to album number three, Georgia Mack, Australian singer, former frontwoman of a punk band called Camp Cope. What would we expect from a former punk band frontwoman, Brian?
Camp Cope were more than a punk band. They were sort of a feminist punk band who were very, very strong lyrically about female empowerment. So when the lead singer decided to release a solo album, she went off to get vocal lessons, thinking that, oh, I'm going to be by myself, I better... Because in Camp Cope, she was really screaming her lyrics. There were very much lyrics about it, very much... The music was very harsh and abrasive, guitar-driven, so she used to scream the vocals. When she went to vocal lessons, she remarkably found that she had a much higher range than she ever thought she had, and it was a very fluid, expressive voice. So she began to write more pop, type melodies, totally at variance
with what she'd been doing previously.
And she's produced this wonderful album, which there's barely, I think there's one track has guitars, all the rest is like moody synths in the background.
Right.
Now, this is really a breakup album. It is, I mean, she says specifically, she actually laughs at herself. She says that in Camp Cope, I'm screaming about how wonderful women are. On this album, I'm going, my boyfriend's left me and I'm crying myself to sleep all night.
Which do you want to hear? I'll let you choose whether you want to hear Away From Love or Like a Shadow.
I loved Like a Shadow.
Well,
yeah,
well, that's
a great,
that.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
Georgia Mack short in her prime. There, it is a beautiful melodic and mellow voice. Is that representative of the album, Nadine?
I thought that was a stunning song, and I was so impressed by this album. I really knew almost nothing about Georgia Mack and her previous band, and this album. There are elements for me in it of people like Robin, Lady Hawk, a tiny bit Hot Chip, because she's got this incredibly sad, melancholic vocal pitched against electronica that is often, sometimes actually quite upbeat, but it's austere and it works wonderfully well because there's a real ability to get across emotion in her voice.
And she has the good, they are melancholic songs, there are eight of them, so she has the good sense to keep it at eight, not go beyond that. Stars from you first this time, Nadine.
Three and a half.
What are you saying,
Brian?
I love
the way that she was very self-mocking, and she's obviously got a very good sense of humour to go along with a great, great songs, a great collection of songs. Four stars.
Four stars from Brian. That's Brian Boyd and Nadine O'Regan speaking to us about Pleaser is the title of the album from Georgia Mack. Fine Line, we spoke about from Harry Styles, and Heavy is the Head from Stormzy.